In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, developer Chris Hansen is talking publicly for the first time in nearly 2 years about his plans for a sports arena in Seattle's SoDo District. This is happening as the city is requesting proposals to redevelop Key Arena. I'm Kirsten Kendrick, and I talked with KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel about his recent one-on-one interview with Chris Hansen. Art, Chris Hansen told you he did an extensive analysis of the prospects of Key Arena back in 2011 before buying land in the SoDo area. What did he tell you he learned?
He said that it was all analysis, not gut. And he talked to architects and other employees, former team owners, to try to really understand what could happen at Key Arena. And he concluded a couple of very obvious things. One is that traffic is going to be bad around Seattle Center. Even though the city has invested a lot of money in road improvements, the Mercer Street situation has not improved because of growth in Queen Anne and South Lake Union. So he's trying to figure out where do people get in and get out and what's going to happen with parking. He said both of those are big problems. And he said that there's no plan to get mass transportation into Seattle Center anytime soon. And he also mentioned another thing about the business operations of an arena there. The city will own the land and own the building, and it will be operated by a third party, either Anschutz Entertainment Group or Oakview Group, which is bidding to be the builder of a remodeled Key. And he said that most owners in most sports want to control the building and the revenue streams, which will not be possible. Neither of those two groups can be owners of a team, according to NBA and NHL bylaws, because they've already invested in other teams. And if they have to keep the roof, it's going to be the smallest footprint of any NBA arena of less than 300,000 square feet.
And they would declare it a landmark, and that would be the reason why they would have to keep the roof if that does
Correct.
Happen. So that's still in
the
works.
Still don't know about that, but that's in the works.
So Hansen has changed his proposal for SoDo to require no public funding. So like the proposals being considered for the Key, it'd be all privately funded. Can he afford to do that?
Well, that's a big question. It comes up a lot around Hansen. I asked him directly if he has the resources, and he said that when these things happen, it typically is a group of people that will come forward, often at the last minute. And he explained why he hasn't got another investor like Steve Ballmer out there. He said he does not want to get a partner in here and subject him to scrutiny until he gets an okay to build an arena, and that hasn't happened yet.
So what's the sequence of events from here?
The mayor has requested proposals be delivered by mid-April, and he and I assume the council will deliberate and make a decision by June 30th. Chris Hansen contends that it's possible to greenlight his request of a vacation of Occidental Avenue South while they deliberate, because a team could become available in the 4, 5, 6 years it's going to take if they were to commit to a Key Arena deal. What happens if a team can be relocated or expansion happens while the arena is still being dealt with? He spent 5 years. How is this going to happen more quickly for Key Arena? And the answer is it can't. And that's why he thinks he can get the partnerships together and he can act more quickly than any proposal that the city will have about the Key.
What if the city decides to move forward with a redeveloped Key Arena? What would he do then?
He said he's willing to partner with the winner of the bid process to make something happen, but it has to make business sense, and he doesn't think that's possible.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. Find us at our website, knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.